Hello and welcome back to another episode of Breaking News in Prayer here at One New Man Podcast. My name is David, your humble host, your brother in Christ Jesus, as we continue to bring you the weekly update by Frontier Alliance International Mideast Week in Review. Today is May 22nd, 2022, and in the news today in Israel, firefights between Israeli security forces and Palestinian militants continued around the West Bank city of Jenin last week, where a 17-year-old member of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, was shot and killed by Israeli troops in a street battle during a security operation. An 18-year-old member of the terrorist organization was also shot and critically wounded. The Israeli military has stepped up counter-terror operations in the West Bank as a wave of terrorist attacks has killed 19 Israelis so far in 2022. At least 20 West Bank Palestinians, mostly militants, have also been killed in subsequent fighting. The latest West Bank violence comes as Israel's governing parliamentary coalition teeters on the edge of collapse. Following the exit of Rinawi Zoabi from a leftist party that made an unusual alliance with centrist and right-wing parties last March to oust Bibi Netanyahu's Likud from a decade of dominance in Israeli politics. Citing the hawkish policies of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's cabinet, Zoabi is the second Knesset member to leave the coalition this year, which began with only a one-seat advantage over the Likud-led opposition and is now in the minority. The coming days will show whether Benjamin Netanyahu and Likud are able to form a coalition in order to return to power, or if the collapse will trigger the fifth round of parliamentary elections under three years. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has been busy conducting two sets of exercises in preparation for a major regional conflict. Operation Chariots of Fire has engaged almost every element of the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, in a simulated attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. The drills include land, air, and sea forces, training for both offensive strikes against Iran and defensive measures against the inevitable response, including from Hezbollah's massive rocket arsenal just across Israel's northern border. The Jewish state also joined the United States, France, Greece, Cyprus, and Egypt in conducting an Argonaut 2022, a regular multinational exercise that simulates the evacuation of civilian populations from conflict zones around the Middle East and North Africa to find safe haven on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. It was the first run of the Argonaut exercise since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic over 2 years ago. And the news in Lebanon today, several allies of the radical Shiite Hezbollah party lost seats in the Lebanese parliament after elections were held Tuesday for the first time in 4 years. A slate of new independent reformist candidates won enough seats to bring an end to the parliament's pro-Hezbollah majority coalition. The electoral defeat of Hezbollah shows how the Iranian-sponsored party has lost credibility in the eyes of the Lebanese public after the collapse of the small nation's economy and the August 2020 explosion at the port of Beirut, where experts believe that Hezbollah's militant wing has been storing large amounts of ammonium nitrate. The victorious anti-Hezbollah parties led by the Christian Lebanese Forces Party must now come together to form a government. And news in Syria and Syrian Kurdistan today. Hostilities continued on multiple fronts across Syria last week as Turkey and its Islamist Syrian proxies continued their offensive against the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF. Turkish shelling around the northeast Syrian communities of Hasaka and Ras Al-Ayn on Thursday followed attacks on Kurdish PKK positions north of the city of Aleppo last Sunday. The Turkish government is reportedly upset about the U.S. Treasury's relaxation of economic sanctions on areas of Syria outside the control of Bashar al-Assad's regime. The lifting of sanctions is intended to boost development in the war-torn and economically depressed regions of northeast and northwest Syria, the homeland of Syria's Kurds. Turkey considers the SDF, a U.S. coalition partner in the war against ISIS, to be a terrorist organization. Meanwhile, the Israeli Air Force, the IAF, conducted a deadly missile strike against targets at Damascus International Airport on Friday. Syrian state news and local observatories reported 3 Syrian military officers killed, 4 other individuals wounded, and material damage in the area of impact, allegedly a site used by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC. It was the 3rd Israeli operation against Syrian targets in the last month, which have killed at least 18. The latest strike comes as Russian forces begin to withdraw from Syria to support Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The security vacuum has reportedly been filled by the IRGC, which has been working with the Syrian regime and Lebanese Hezbollah to establish a long-term presence near Syria's border with Israel. And in Iraqi Kurdistan today, the Turkish military and their Iraqi opponents traded drone strikes in Iraqi Kurdistan this week. 2 Turkish drones struck twice on Saturday in the Kam Kamal district of Kurdistan, just west of the city of Sulaymaniyah, killing 3 Kurdish PKK fighters and 3 civilians. A PKK spokesman claimed that the first strike killed the 3 militants in a vehicle, and when 2 civilians rushed to the scene to assist, a second strike killed them. A separate strike on the Makmur, a refugee camp, killed a resident there. The camp has been home to Kurdish refugees since the 1990s, when thousands fled Turkey during the height of the PKK conflict with the Turkish government there. Turkish authorities maintain that the camp is based of recruitment for the PKK. Early Sunday, an apparent reprisal attack targeted the Turkish Zilkhan base near the city of Ba'ashika in northern Iraq. At least six kamikaze drones descended on the base, with casualties so far unknown. The Zilkhan base sits near the border between Iraqi Kurdistan and Nineveh province, which was previously held by the Kurdish Peshmerga until the Iranian-aligned militias took it during a brief military offensive in 2017. Sunday's attack was claimed by a new militant group named Arar Sinjar in a press release which stated, "Our operation," and I quote, "our operation was carried out in response to the recent aggression on the outskirts of Kirkuk and Dohuk." The tactic of using suicide drones is a growing trend among Iranian-supported groups across the Middle East, including Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and the Palestinian territories. U.S. fighter jets shot down 2 Iranian suicide drones over Iraq in March. The United States and Israeli governments reported that the drones were headed for Israel. As the incidence of wars and rumors of wars continues to increase across the Middle East, we implore the Maranatha Global family to join us in prayer for the opening of a great effectual door for good news in the region. We firmly believe that ongoing hostilities, upheaval, and chaos create opportunities for the message of the Prince of Peace, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Maranatha, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come. And so if you would join me in prayer this morning as we continue to pray for what is going on in the Middle East today and for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, please join me in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for allowing me to voice your good news, Lord Father God, the good news of salvation. While so much is going on in the Middle East today and across the world, Lord Father God, so much darkness is filling this world today, Lord. But we trust in you, Lord. We know that you promised to come back, Lord Father God, to return and gather your beloved, Lord, and to judge all wickedness and evil, Lord. You have promised us this, and we look forward. We look forward for your return, Lord Father God. This is why we say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. So until then, Lord, I know you have everything under control, but please help those poor children and families, those innocent civilians in the Middle East, Lord Father God, and your beloved believers in the Middle East, Lord Father God. Protect these children. Just help them, Holy Spirit, and these families, Lord Father God, for those are the ones that are caught in the crossfires. It is the innocent, it is the poor and the meek that are caught in the crossfire, Lord. So we pray for Ukraine, Lord Father God. We pray for all the nations that surround Israel, all the oppressed and the persecuted there, all the oppressed and the persecuted, Lord. We pray for them, our beloved brothers and sisters there in the Middle East. And we pray all these things once again, Lord. Please, Lord Father God, have mercy. In your holy and precious name I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord Yeshua, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, yes, God of Israel, we pray this unto you, my Lord. And we all say amen and amen. Yes, amen and amen. Well, thank you once again for joining me on another episode of Breaking News in Prayer. Please continue to pray for your persecuted and oppressed brother or sister in the Middle East. Do not forget them. They are suffering so much. So once again, we wait for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord Yeshua, to return. Until then, stand firm, stand strong in your faith, and remember that that he is going to return. Thank you once again as we come to the conclusion of this episode. Join me next time, and please share this channel, share this news, share the gospel especially, and pray. Pray and pray some more. Thank you once again. Goodbye for now, but never forever.